You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in a body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. There's something moving through the energy fields right now, and over the past few weeks I've been tracking something in the quality of the energy around us that's different. I've noticed a kind of pressing urgency quality, a stretching feeling, and there's an obvious distortion that I've noticed in time as well. And if, like me, you've been feeling a bit restless or slightly unsettled, or you've suddenly become overwhelmingly tired in a way that's not like you at different times of the day, or you've been maybe waking up super early for a change, or you've been feeling as though your usual rhythms are not quite beating as they normally do, well, I'd invite you to consider that your energy body is being, well, pulled about a bit. There's something in the quality of these new energies that are coming through at the moment that is distorting energy fields. Your energy field is trying to calibrate itself to the signature of these new energies that are coming in, but it's struggling. It's struggling to accommodate it, and it's picking up the vital signals, and yet it can't quite attuned to them yet. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're going to be exploring three things that I feel would be really useful in how you can approach the influx of energy that's already arriving. These are highly illuminated, activated energies, and they're flooding in from the universal energy fields. And I took some time to think about what could be helpful to share as I was working through things for myself. And it boils down to three really easy things, really. Firstly, simplification. Secondly, consistency. And thirdly, having a clear and unwavering focus. If you're choosing these three things and applying them, then calibration to these brand new energies that are flooding in is going to be so much more effortless for you during this phase. So can I stay with those symptoms that I mentioned for a moment just before we go further? There may be all of those symptoms that you're recognising, there might be none. Perhaps you've got some that I haven't mentioned. One of the things that for me really kick-started this, I think this is where I first had an awareness that something perhaps was going on, was that time felt like it was distorting. And for me, that was particularly interesting in the way I realized it. I mean, I could tell that there were new energies around, and I could tell that there were some phenomenally high vibrational light frequencies coming through. What would happen is parts of the day, though, seemed to be compressed or missing altogether. You'd get to the afternoon and you generally couldn't work out what had happened to the morning. It's like you leapt from waking up to the early afternoon. Chunks of time went missing. Or it might be the opposite, a sort of strange sense of elongation in the time, like time was stretching in a way that felt slightly unreal. And that early morning waking, which I have to say for me is very unusual. I'd be waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning. 5 is actually the most common with the people that I've spoken to about this. And you wake up instantly, fully alert and not quite knowing why you've woken up. It wasn't because an alarm clock went off or a dog barked or something woke you up or there was a noise in the house. Nothing. You wake up and it's really odd. It's like a switch goes off. Off it goes, boom, and then on you are. So there's no kind of sleepy rousing at all. One moment you're full asleep and the next, bing, you're wide awake. It's really weird. Anyway, I've noticed that my 4 analog clocks, the old wind-up clocks that we've got in the house, they're dotted around the house in different rooms. They all show one time and it's the same time. And yet my phone and iPad and MacBook and my Apple Watch, all the clocks on those are speeding up in relation to the analog clocks. In other words, they seem to be slightly ahead. Is it possible? Well, our clocks all changed at the end of March here in the UK. And so I know that I set them all at the same time to the same time. And both analog and digital clocks were all the same on that day. And yet my digital clocks are a good few minutes ahead now, probably about 3 minutes ahead. And I don't know if this was happening before and I just didn't notice it, but I'm certainly noticing it now. All the analog clocks have remained at the same time as each other, and all the digital clocks are at the same time as each other too. But the analog and the digital clocks are showing slightly different times. So something's going on. It feels like analog time and digital time are separating. Now you might say, oh, there's only a couple of minutes, only 3 minutes. But actually to me, that's quite a lot. They should all be synchronized with one another. And what's remarkable about this is how all of the analog clocks have stayed they've stayed in time with each other, and all the digital clocks have stayed in time with each other, but they haven't, the analog and the digital have not stayed in time. Another thing that I've been noticing, something that might mean that you are in the middle of a distortion, for example, if I can call it that, is that you might feel that you have found yourself in loops that don't complete. You start something and somehow it never quite arrives at the end of it. You never feel like you can complete it. Perhaps you have to wait for someone else and that person's not available. And so you almost feel like you have to hold an incomplete loop in place. And there are more and more and more of these loops. And it might end up to be, I don't know, a thought that circles or a task, as I say, that you begin and then you find yourself having to begin again. Maybe a project that should be moving forward somehow seems to keep getting halted. And in some ways you have to start again, maybe not completely at the beginning, but you have to almost walk from the beginning to be able to pick up where you left off. I don't know, it's just a feeling of incompletion. Something cuts into the process and you end up back where you left off. So you feel like you're in an incomplete loop and you will have a whole series of these incomplete loops. I believe when you can identify something is happening, you can then work with it and do something about it. Distortions are happening as your energy field tries to recalibrate itself with these higher vibrational influxing energies, and as you attempt to release yourself from the lower vibrational frequencies. Your energy field is actually doing what it is designed to do, to calibrate and then recalibrate if that's required. But without a little conscious support from you at this time, I think it's going to feel like you're being pulled in all sorts of different directions as it happens. Your energy field is a bit like a sophisticated receiving instrument. It's built to pick up and process and respond to all the frequencies that are moving in through and around the broader energy fields. And it does this continuously. And you don't need to consciously be thinking about it at all. It's like any instrument that's programmed a certain way, it will just perform in the best way that it can, given the circumstances it's in. So like any instrument, it has an optimal operating sweet spot, and that sweet spot is affected by the conditions around it. Now, your energy field functions best when it isn't already saturated with anything that could be a bit of a distraction or come across as a bit of noise. When there's room in the system to process what's incoming because it's not already full and junked up, and when the signal path is clear rather than full of white noise, you're going to be able to calibrate so much more easily. And if you can calibrate more easily, there's going to be little to no discernible distortion going on at all. And so this is what I've been thinking about. How can it be that we can enable ourselves to calibrate much more easily? Because these energies are coming in, they're unavoidable, we're all being asked to recalibrate. So why don't we just let it be an easeful process? Why don't we just really enjoy it rather than feel that we are being a bit jostled about in it? I feel it's a big ask to be able to achieve all of this without making some kind of deliberate choices, though, at the moment. I do think we could be helping ourselves. So I think part of this is because I do feel we are consuming something pretty much all the time when we're awake. That can be information. It's not a surprise, all of the things I'm about to say. So it's information or advertising or social media or the constant reaching for the next thing. And maybe that's a purchase or a milestone, or it might be a certificate, or, well, anything really. And family, commitments to friends too, that all comes in, the duty that we carry. And normally it might not be much of an issue. We might feel a little bit stretched from time to time. But in a phase like this one, when the energies, these high, supercharged energies are flooding in from the universal fields the way they are, remember, they're supercharged, they're fully activated, they are dazzlingly illuminated, they're so high in frequencies. Well, in a phase like this, all of that noise in your energy field is genuinely going to get in the way. But all the supercharged energy will make its way into your energy field. So you need to release and let go of something in order to make all of that supercharged energy feel a lot more at home. So your energy field, your human energy field, is compelled to attune to something extraordinary. And it's attempting to do this through a great deal of interference at the moment. This is why I keep coming back to the thoughts that I have had, that really this is about three things: simplification, consistency, and clear and wavering focus. These are the deliberate types of choices that I think will really clear the energy pathways so that you can effortlessly calibrate to the new energies that are coming through.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good, This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, and today we're looking at what's happening in the broader energy fields right now and how we can choose to respond to it. I'd like to suggest that you adopt three things that will help you work with this energetic phase rather than just being jostled about by it. I would suggest simplification, consistency, and clear, unwavering focus. Let's take a look at them. So simplification, what do I actually mean by that? Well, I mean a deliberate reduction of the unnecessary. That's it. In ordinary energetic conditions, the amount that we consume in all those different ways on a daily basis is a lot, but it's somehow manageable for us. We know when we reach a tipping point and we can kind of moderate what we do. Your energy field is the same. It moderates it. It can handle it. But when we are not in ordinary conditions, like the conditions that we're in right now, what was manageable before has become genuine interference, white noise, a static. So simplification in this context, I suppose, means taking a clear look at the things that you are doing or taking part in, right, that aren't truly necessary. What are you overcomplicating in your life? Why are you doing that? Why are you choosing that? And then making a conscious decision to not do that for a while, just to reduce that for a while, so you give yourself a good chance to recalibrate more easily in a way that's less distracted. Simple example. If your breakfast every day is different, if your lunch every day is different, and if your dinner every day is different, then you have to come up with at least 21 creative meals a week. What I would say is that's overcomplicated. Have the same good quality breakfast every day. Make yourself good nourishing dinners every night and make a little bit extra so that the following day you can have some leftovers from the dinner the night before. And instead of having 28 days where each one of those days you would effectively have a brand new different kind of meal, why don't you have a 7-day meal plan on rotation? Simplification. Now, your simplification doesn't need to look like mine. I don't know what simplification means or looks like for you, but I know that you'll know what feels unnecessarily complicated or distracting in your life. I am sure there is something that you can think of and you think, well, that would be a good start. That would be a good place to begin simplifying. Maybe you could join me. I'm actually going to try this for the entire month of May and choose to simplify every single day. You don't have to, but this is what I have chosen to do. I've decided to cancel any unnecessary days out. I don't want to watch the news for a while. I'm taking a holiday from social media. Not that I'm on it that much, but there are things that I could take a holiday from. I'm going to eat food mostly from my cupboard or the food that I've already got in my fridge. I will build my meals around those things first. And I think at the weekend, on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm really going to try and make sure that I have less pressured days. Now, if you go out to work, try taking a flask of your favourite coffee from home and a packed lunch instead of spending money on meal deals every day. Why? Well, you'll save yourself some money. And also, you then have the food at your fingertips at the moment maybe you feel hungry or thirsty. Perhaps check the amount of driving you're doing, not because the price of fuel is going up, but because, well, could you group some tasks together and save on a few miles by doing that? Perhaps there are a number of shops all in the same area, and if you chose to go to each one after another, you could save some mileage and save some time and group those things all together, and then you didn't have to keep going out. So it might be a quieter social calendar for a few weeks. It might be stepping back from that news cycle. It might be sitting in silence in the evening and reading a book instead. It might be fewer decisions about things that don't genuinely matter, so that your energy field has more resource and space for the things that do. This is all your choice, though. I can't speak for you and say what is likely to be complicating things for you or what would be best to simplify first. I can only think about the things that I find simplifying for me. But the principle in this is going to be the same for all of us, though. Reduce whatever is unnecessary so that what is essential has room to land. All right, your energy field will tell you where to start if you ask it. I imagine you've already begun to have an idea already while listening to what I've been saying. So start there. Now, simplification on its own is really useful, but simplification consistently is going to up-level this process. So this brings us to the second thing that I think I would suggest. Consistency. Well, it doesn't have the glitzy appeal of those bigger decisions or variety or being able to change things up all the time, does it? Consistency can feel a bit boring, but we tend to avoid being bored, and so we fill ourselves up more and more with things. Your energy field, though, it really likes patterns, and so consistency is what helps your energy field the most, believe it or not. Consistency is what enables calibration frequencies to fully enter your field without resistance. A consistent landing place will allow your energy field to interface with what's flooding in from the universal energy fields right now. A consistent, regular, harmonized pattern is the perfect gateway in, and a consistent, regular, harmonized pattern is an energy field that is working at its best. Think about what inconsistency actually does to an energy field that's trying to recalibrate. Choppiness. It means a stop-start quality, a movement then block kind of quality, an open then closed kind of quality, an up-down kind of fast-slow quality. It's like a target that is shifting all the time. Consistency is you holding the conditions steady, and steady long enough for the energy to find a way to flow in, and then to flow in through clear channels, and then complete its recalibration. In practice, this means making your simplification a routine throughout the day. Even on days where this might be inconvenient, try and choose the simpler, more natural options all the time. And it means treating simplicity and consistency as your preferred operating mode for this phase. It's not something you sort of dip into and out of whenever you remember. You are deliberately trying to create that steadiness in your energy field, because that is what your energy field needs from you right now. It's genuinely one of the most supportive things that you can do, that you can offer your own energy field. And I don't know how long this recalibration opportunity will last. As far as I'm concerned, though, I'm keeping things really simple and consistent right the way through the month of May. And then I'll even take a view about June if I need to. I began this last month, actually, as soon as I started to see the signs of what was happening. And here is what I've noticed when simplification and consistency begin to work together. There's a quality of settling that begins to happen, and you can sense it around you. And I think that's because it starts to come through from your energy field. And all of the calibrations that are jostling everyone else, well, for you, they feel really easy. And instead of them taking forever, they're almost immediate as well. And you start aligning rather than looping and circling all the time with a calibration that's attempting to get into your energy field and fully work its magic. So next we're going to look at the third thing, that clear, that unwavering focus that I mentioned. And I want to show you how when you add focus to an energy field that's already simplified and consistent, something really exciting starts to happen.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. There is an influx of extraordinary energy that's coming in from the universal energy grids at the moment. And I've been finding that calibration is being made a lot more difficult than it needs to be because of all the distractions and noise in our energy fields that's there already. So to make the calibration easier, I'm suggesting you simplify and you stay consistent. And now the third thing is to maintain a clear and unwavering focus. And this is where I think it gets interesting. I mean, it's all interesting to me, but because focus activates everything, it places you in a flow state, an aligned state of being, if you like. So simplification and consistency are, in a sense, things that you choose to uncomplicate, which allows things to be removed. And consistency is a patterning you choose to maintain. It's a maintenance pattern. It's almost like a system, isn't it? A drum that's being rhythmically beaten. Now, focus, though, is something you choose to bring in to your energy field. It is your conscious, directed attention set deliberately on one thing and one thing alone. All you need to do is focus on one thing at a time and allow that to be your only focus at that time. And then when that is full and complete, you move on and focus on the next right thing. And in an energy field that has been simplified and is being held consistently, that quality of attention lands quite differently than it does in a cluttered, noisy energy field. The field responds to focused attention and it sends out a deliberate and aligned pulsation, and that creates a marvelous coherent state, and then it attracts things to you. And so that's why focus brings things to your energy field. Now, when I talk about focus, I'm not talking about super concentration in the sense that you have to push yourself and become motivated and, you know, lots of empowering self-talk and become tunneled visioned about things or be forceful about it at all. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, gritting your teeth and pushing on through with only one thing to the exclusion of everything else. Focus, in the way I mean it, is much closer to what happens when you're generally committed to something. Yeah. Today I'm committed to achieving this, right? Today I'm committed to doing that. Today I'm committed to completing this. And you become pleasantly absorbed in something. So it's also about not being distracted in your commitment because you have become committed to the thing you're committed to. And when you're, for example, in your garden and your full attention is on the task in front of you, or when you're in a conversation that really matters, nothing else exists for a while. It takes and holds that focus, doesn't it? And it doesn't take effort. If you're in a conversation that's compelling, it takes no effort to stay in attention, in focus with that person. If you're in the garden and you are working with the plants that are in your garden, it takes no effort for you to admire a rose or to do some pruning of your tomatoes. You're simply there in that space with them, but you have undivided attention. Your focus is on the act of doing. So there's a quality of wholeness in the attention. Yes, it's a wholeness of your attention, absolutely. Nothing should be allowed to distract you when you are in that state of being. Everything in you is gathered together and it's focused towards one single point. And that's the focus I'm talking about. And the reason it matters so much right now is when you're scattered across so many things simultaneously, when you can be easily made to jump from one thing to another in a moment, well, you end up leaving half-completed things like a breadcrumb trail behind you, and you have to just go back and pick up all the breadcrumbs later. So if you're in a conversation and your phone pings and you check your text, and then you have to cycle back to the conversation you were in the middle of, well, you've lost your focus, you're distracted. And you're distracted just long enough for this to create an inconsistency, a choppiness, and you have overcomplicated something that really should have been effortless. Your focus wasn't maintained. And so many things are constantly vying for your attention. So your focus is always diluted to the point where it really can't land anywhere and stay there for long. It's out of practice. And you spread yourself really thinly. And you're not fully present anywhere. It's very ungrounding. That scattered, ungrounded state makes calibration very, very difficult. So the clear and unwavering focus applied within that simplified and consistent energy field becomes the mechanism by which things actually complete beautifully, easefully, including the calibration to the new vibrant light energies that are moving in through and around us all. Our energy fields are being compelled to calibrate to these new energies. It's not like there's any choice in it. And we need to give them the best possible chance to work their magic uninterrupted. If you can practice this simplification, consistency and focus, you will easily recalibrate and do it considerably faster than you would if you stuck with the everyday no change alternative, which, as I've already explained, is working on and attending to everything simultaneously and creating all that white noise and static that these new energies are trying to battle against. So my choice for the month of May is to really simply not complicate anything, just simplify everything and to be consistent with the patterns that I want to create and to remain focused on simply doing enough and no more. And the focus I have will be on one right thing at a time. And as I said before, I've even made a weekly meal plan and deliberately chose to simply rotate that plan for the next 4 weeks. Lunch is leftovers from the previous day's dinner. Breakfast is a simple almond milk smoothie. It's all very, very simple. I know what time I go to bed. I know what time my alarm clock will ring. I lay my clothes out for the next day before I go to sleep. Everything. Just simplify everything. And I'm not going to buy anything unnecessary or go on any unnecessary trips or days out or even plan them. I want to keep things really simple in a state of being, not doing. And the consistency of it, boring though, I'm certain it will feel to me at some point, that consistency keeps my energy field settled and stable. And then my focus, that quality of deliberate, collected attention brought to one thing at a time at a measured pace. Wow, that would be so refreshing. It's actually what I feel will be the best way to recalibrate whilst also being able to move things forward. When your energy field is simplified, consistent and focused, it becomes genuinely available to the incoming energies in a way it can't be when it's saturated and scattered. These are dazzling, illuminated, highly activated energies flooding in from the universal energy fields. You can't escape them, and they carry within them resources, clarity, forward movement, upgrades, activations, light codes, elevations, knowledge, all kinds of problem solving and new thinking and more. And the calibration that your energy field has been struggling to achieve starts to happen naturally if you allow those energies in. But that means choosing to make space, and a silent space at that, for the calibration to take place without being hindered at all by unnecessary stuff. And what comes through in that calibration is worth the effort of creating the conditions for it to arrive. I know it is, because I've been, let's say, living this for a couple of weeks now, and I've been really surprised at how wonderful I feel. So here is what I'd like to offer you as a starting point. What is the one area of your life where simplification is both possible and would bring that calm silence inside of you? One area where, if you're truthful, you could bring it to a stillness because for a while it does not need to be what you feel you need, right? A stillness because it doesn't feel that you need anything. Perhaps commit to pursuing that stillness just for a day so that you felt complete, replete, contented, balanced, harmonized, that you don't have a need for anything external or internal in order to complete yourself. A simplicity so profound. I would suggest try it for a day. And then if you can, try it for a week if you feel like you'd be able to. Maybe you'd love to do this so much. And I think you might find that once you get started and you really get into this, you'll aim to do it for a fortnight or maybe like me, as I have, for a full calendar month. I've just made a decision about what I wish to simplify and how I'm going to be consistent with that simplification and how I will have a focus on that thing. And I'd invite you to do the same. Simplification, consistency, focus, three easy things, so easy. Start with anything you like, pay attention to what shifts in response, and then build from there. I think you'll surprise yourself. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.